Welcome and welcome back, my brothers and sisters, my family, and the Messiah. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Shanika Elso. As always, all praises and great glory belongs to our Heavenly Father who has given me the ability to speak before you all. Today, we're going to be talking about staying on the narrow path. We're going to be breaking down the scriptures on what the Messiah is trying to convey when he says that we are to enter into the straight gate, which leads to the narrow path where there only will be few that find it. So what is this narrow path? Why is this path so narrow? And why is the gate to enter into this path narrow as well? So we're going to be, of course, reading from the word of the Most High. We're going to be breaking down the scriptures line by line. So let's check the word of God out to see exactly what the Messiah is trying to. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 13, it says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." All praises and great glory belongs to the Father. One thing I just noticed while reading the scripture, it says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." Because the reason why there will be many which go in at the way that leads to destruction, it is because the gate which leads to the path that leads to life is narrow, and it's so narrow to the point it can be difficult to enter in. Because this path that leads to eternal life, that leads to life, is such a difficult path. It is such a difficult path that it requires perseverance, it requires patience, it requires endurance, it requires obedience, it requires holiness, it requires sacrifice. It's a difficult road, and because this road is difficult, many avoid it and choose the wide gate because it's easy to walk through and it's easy to stay on, hence why the road is so wide. It is so easy, y'all, to do wrong than it is to try and do right, especially when you're first coming into your walk with the Most High and even living everyday life. Temptations is all around us, y'all. So of course, because this road is so narrow, it is so difficult to stay on. And I'm gonna tell y'all a dream that I had some time ago. I think it was maybe about a year or two ago, where I had this dream where I was on this ride road. I was driving, and it was a lot of other drivers driving the same road as me, right? And so all of a sudden, the earth parted, and a huge pit came about as the earth split. It was like the ground had split open and a pit was formed. Many people went into this pit, and y'all, when I tell you, I can hear the screams of the people that fell into this pit. But before I could go into this pit, I was veered off into this very narrow path, y'all. The road was so narrow, it wasn't no bigger than my phone, and this road was so narrow that when the car that I was driving, I ended up falling, or was about to fall into this pit. And before I can fall into the pit, it was like, and I knew it was the Most High, I knew it was the Holy Spirit that lifted me up from falling into the pit. And when he raised me up, y'all, I can see so many people walking down this wide road, and they was headed towards darkness. And the way that these people were walking, it was almost if they were in a state of hypnosis. I knew that the Most High was conveying to me how many people will be walking down this wide road that leads to destruction, because it's easy to do. It's easy to go into a gate that's wide than it is to go into a gate that is narrow. That is what straight means. In the text, straight means narrow. It means this gate is narrow. Let's go to Luke chapter 13, verse 24, and we will see a similarity between what is mentioned in verse 13 and 14. It says to strive to enter in at the straight gate. But many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When we look at Luke chapter 13, verse 24, the word strive means to be struggling. It means striving, as in an athlete contest or warfare. It means to contend, as with an adversary. When we look at the definition from the Bible, it means to make efforts, to use exertions, to endeavor with earnestness, to labor hard. Application to exertions of body or mind. So as we can see here, when it says in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, it means in order to enter into this narrow gate, it's hard labor. And it's a struggle. It's a day-to-day struggle. When we look at the world around us, it is so easy to get caught up in worldly affairs. It's easy to get caught up in gossip. It's easy to get caught up in temptations, because temptations is all around us, y'all. We have to be careful what we listen to. And we are constantly being tried. We're constantly being tested. It's a day-to-day struggle. We're constantly fighting against our own flesh. We're constantly fighting against the enemy of this world. We're constantly fighting, constantly. And that is the reason why there will be very few people that will find this narrow path. Because a lot of us wants to take the easy path, the path of least resistance. Ooh, y'all. See that wide gate and that broad way is the path of least resistance. It's the least resistance. Because I find it funny. Ever since I began my walk with God, it's like I have been resisting a lot of things. That's why the Bible says, submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So we're constantly resisting. We're constantly resisting walking on this narrow path. See, and a lot of people don't want to have to face those resistance. A lot of people don't want to struggle. A lot of people don't want to suffer. That's why Yahshua says, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. And that implicates suffering. I will never forget one of the main reasons why it took me so long to give my life over to the Most High God is because I felt like I was going to lose something. I thought I was going to lose something. I didn't want to give up my worldly habits. I didn't want to give up my sinful habits. I didn't want to give up my pleasures. I didn't want to sacrifice. And that's another thing. It requires sacrifice. That's why the Messiah says it is a cost to be his disciple. He said, sit down and count the cost. And because we are surrounded by so many temptations, and because a lot of people out there are so content with satisfying their flesh. And so this is the reason why many people go in that broad way that leads to destruction, because it's easier. It's non-resistant. See, when we walk that straight and narrow path, it's so difficult to stay on. That's why the Bible says that a righteous man falls 7 times, but get back up again. So it's easy to fall off. It's so hard to stay on that path. It's so hard to resist the enemy. It's so hard to resist temptation, especially since we are in a fallen nature. And this is why it's so important to remain focused on the Most High at all times. Remain focused on his word. It's so important to self-examine ourselves daily, to examine our hearts daily. It's so important to learn how to resist the enemy. It's so important to submit ourselves to the Most High. It's so important to take hold the whole armor of the Most High. If this path that we weren't walking on wasn't difficult, then there wouldn't be no need to have armor on. The armor is means for protection against the wiles of the enemy. I always say, if this path was easy, then everybody would be walking in it. And see, you have a lot of different people, a lot of different ministers that is basically teaching that this path is easy. That prosperity gospel, if you will. That they say, as long as you say and believe in your heart, then everything is fine. You are saved. But they don't talk about the sufferings that we have to go through. They don't talk about the afflictions. They don't talk about the spiritual warfare that's prevalent in this world right now. My message to you, my brothers and sisters in the Most High, to keep on that straight path. I know it's hard. I know sometimes you may want to give up. I know sometimes it can be tempting to go the other way. Because of that straight path that's difficult, it's so easy. It can be so tempting to go back to that way which is easier. But blessed are those that endure temptation, for after they are tried, they shall receive the crown of life. That is a promise. Wow. Oh, I love how the Bible just flows together, y'all. Keep on the straight path. Keep on that narrow path. And even if you fall, baby, the Most High will take you up and put you back on that narrow path. Glory be to the Most High. I hope that this word has blessed you. And I hope that you have indeed learned from it. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And hit that bell to get notifications when I upload new content. Until next time, my brothers and sisters, God bless. Talk soon.